All right, so just really quick, right? You know, for those of you who may be new, might have forgot, Rock Financial, rather new brand in the commercial finance space. I guess, you know, we help lots of businesses, right? So, you know, we know what a newer business is because those newer businesses tend to qualify for not as great of financing as businesses that have been around for a really long time. You know, so Rock Financial, only being around about 18, 19 months now ourselves, we understand that that's a business in its infancy. But myself, about 85% of our team internally here, James, all got to work for James under his prior brand prior to the pandemic. We shut down due to COVID. We're here on Long Island in New York, for those that don't know. And that was pretty much one of the first epicenters of COVID. You know, it was pretty wild. My fiance had just given birth to our son, and you know, all of a sudden this pandemic hits and boom, now, you know, now the job is like, hey, you know, we're going to be pausing things here. And it was certainly unique. But you know, James was great, kept us informed the whole time. We did some testing throughout the summer, just to see who was actually lending and who was out there, you know, helping businesses, outside of the government money that had been made available. We realized that, hey, there is some lending going on. We can certainly help perpetuate that and make that even better. You know, and that's when we got back to business, and basically James spun up the brand in order to hire back twice as many employees, you know, in terms of, you know, going back to the old one. So we spun up the new brand. We built this great reputation over the last 18 or so months. But realistically, I can tell you, we are just getting started here, guys. And, you know, we keep this mission and vision in the back of our minds and at the forefront of everything that we do. You know, we truly believe that by having a streamlined process here, and creating different ways for different entrepreneurs to access financing, we can then really make a difference in local communities across the nation. So, you know, utilize this platform as much as you possibly can, right? I always like to highlight the mission, vision, values. I want you guys to know we're real people, but this is what we're about. And then, yeah, we're real people doing real things, but we're also backed by a ton of technology. We have well over 7 figures into our Salesforce build out. You know, we utilize a ton of technology. The My Partner Portal is actually a piece of technology that I'm going to be going into pretty deep here. You guys all get access to DocuSign. Some of you are utilizing Bamboo. You know, there's automated communication going out. So, you know, there's a lot that's going on behind the scenes, you know, outside of simply, you know, getting access to finance it. And you know, when it comes to being a partner, what are some of the benefits, right? Well, your clients and any referrals that you make, they get access to over 75 plus lenders, right? What does that mean? They can cover a ton of different opportunity for these business owners, right? So as businesses have opportunities, challenges that they're facing, we're able to come in and put in financing that really allows them to take advantage of those things or solve those challenges. Quick process where we have funds available in as little as 24 hours. I've seen businesses apply at 11 a.m. and have money in their account before 5 p.m. Obviously, highly motivated borrower in that situation, and somebody that's willing to be on the ball and be engaged to get a deal done. But I always say we have the ability to move at the speed of the client. If they need money very quickly, we can certainly do that for them. You get multiple points of contact throughout your experience here with Rock. You will have a dedicated partnership manager who works directly on my team, and they will be responsible for you as an individual. But every time you refer a business owner to us, that business owner is going to get a point of contact. You're going to have access to that point of contact. I'll get a little bit into this, you know, as we go into the portal, but you'll have access to that point of contact as well as the finance manager that's assigned to that opportunity. So it really gives you multiple ways to be able to reach out and understand what's going on with each and every referral, as well as just what's going on with, you know, with your entire relationship. You know, we have a ton of experience and knowledge. We touched on some of the technology, the portal I'm getting to, and the reviews, they speak for themselves, guys. If you have the opportunity, you know, not to brag, right, but we take pride in the fact that our partners take time to go out and leave us reviews. We're well over 1,000 now. We got to update that. Let's make a note of that. We're well over 1,000 reviews across the multiple platforms. So You know, we take pride in that. And yeah, it's more of like a humble brag, right? Because at the end of the day, there's so many people out there who they do the wrong thing, right? And not only do they do the wrong thing, they constantly hide, right? You know, when you look up Rock Financial, you will see all of our team is all over, you know, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. And yeah, you may think that that's, you know, they're going above and beyond or this or that, but regardless, when you put yourself out there, you give people the ability to comment. You give people the ability to, you know, to bash you in a sense, right? And same thing with these reviews, right? People can go out there and leave you poor reviews. Well, why do people go out and leave 5-star reviews over and over again? It's because of the process. It's because of their relationship and the time that we spend with them understanding how to do business back and forth and what makes the most sense. For some people, that's the ability to just sit back and earn commission, right? So they'll send us over just a name, a number, possibly the need for financing, right? Like, hey, this guy's got to meet payroll, or they're looking to do some marketing, or they're buying out a competitor, right? And then we take it from there and handle everything from open to close. We also have partners, though, that are hands-on. They may even be working additional transactions or doing something else for their clients. Like, you know, we have CPAs, we have business bankers, we have attorneys, we have merchant processors, we have other lenders, all who utilize this platform, right? So we understand we're not the end all be all. We want to work alongside you if there's the opportunity to, but also be able to handle the transaction for you should that be the case for you. And obviously, at the end of it all, you earn an aggressive commission for doing so. But not only that, you get to leverage all of the relationships that we have, right? So with Rock, what happens with lenders and banks, you know, you guys tell me, right? Do you pay top performers less or more, right? That happens in lending as well, right? You know, there's certain banks that have certain criteria as to what they'll pay, you know, for a specific type of deal, whether that's a term loan, line of credit, equipment financing. Yes, but a lot of them, they put bonus structures in place. A lot of them, they have incentives to reach higher tiers of commission. Well, when you partner with Rock, you get access to all of that because we do so much volume across the board that we're top tier with everybody on all of their commission structures. We hit all of the bonuses. So when your revenue share comes in, you're sharing in revenue that is because of the fact that there is so much going on around it. There's also the ability for overrides, or if you know somebody who should be partnered with Rock, refer them to Rock and you can earn an override on them. And there's also investment opportunities where you can participate in some of the funding that's going on for your clients. If you have any questions about the commission, the overrides, how the bonus structure works, or the investments, definitely, definitely, definitely reach out to us. Andrew, if you wouldn't mind dropping the link to the partners, as well as the number that they could call in. Definitely, definitely, definitely reach out to us. My team is waiting to answer these phone calls and answer your questions. And again, here's the beautiful squad. Shout out to Andrew, who is in the room at the moment, helping us out here. But you know, when you guys reach out to us, the best thing that I can tell you is that you're getting real people on the other end of the phone. And we're going to help get to real answers for you. We may not have the answer for you right away, right? Like, you know, it may be one of those things where you call and you throw us a curveball. We may have to go back to the drawing board and come up with something custom for you. And that's always okay by us. We are all about, anteing up and being able to, give you what you need to be successful in this. So definitely, definitely don't hesitate to reach out to us for sure. And without further ado, I would like to get into the portal a little bit, just kind of talk about the portal. You'll see some screenshots in here. I'm going to talk about what kind of you're seeing, but I really want you to understand more than anything the idea behind the portal. And that is to basically give you access to a representative, but in automated form 24/7, right? You can upload leads. You can access marketing material. You can get a live look at your pipeline. All of this is available to you in the portal. You obviously would log into the portal, right? When you log in, you're going to come to a home dashboard where you'll have a menu. There'll be news broken down. There is obviously historical data in terms of commissions, you know, year to date, month to date, last month. So you can track all of that. There's also, you know, in the deals section itself, you're going to have a pipeline view. And then when you click into the individual opportunities, you're going to have notes and files and all of the information that is regarding each of the opportunities that you generate. And let's say you put a new deal into the system, you submit a new deal into the system, excuse me. When you do so, it's going to generate a link for that specific deal for you to be able to send out a DocuSign application. So when you submit information into the portal, boom, your client can now go in and continue the process by having access to that DocuSign. You know, that's really a game changer for those who are working alongside us and want to get the process going, and maybe even have some documentation. You can create that opportunity, upload the docs that you have. Well, we're working on that. You could fire out the application. When they complete that, it comes right back to the system, right? There's a lot of there's a lot of insight that's provided through the portal that gives you the ability to go in and really understand what's going on. Now let's talk about above and beyond, right? Transparency into what's going on is obviously the most important part. But what else can this portal do for you? What else can we bring to the table? And this is where it really comes down to the individual partnership and what makes sense, what makes sense for you and kind of the process of your clients and what we're talking about. So really quick, marketing, right? Like, what you should know is Rock Financial is almost a marketing company disguised as a business loan broker. We have a full marketing team on staff. Megan and her team are awesome. Megan's our VP of marketing. Shout out to them because they were who just got us back up and running so quickly. Amber and Lauren from the team came running right in. The best thing that I can tell you is we have full access to them. So if there's something in the portal that you guys see, whether it's the landing page, it's specific collateral like flyers or affiliate ads, and you need something that's a different color, or you want to see a different size image, or you want the wording to be different, or you need something industry specific, that's what we're here for, guys. The more we can put the tools in your hand to be successful, the better we're going to be. There's social media support that you guys can go out and share different content and be able to offer that content as your own, right? I always like to highlight networking, right? Because that's what we're doing here, right? This webinar, right, to people like you guys is how we get our business. We're not shy. We don't hide behind it. Our business comes from those who utilize our platform. Different languages, absolutely. We have a Spanish application. We have some Spanish flyers for those, for those who speak Spanish. If you would like to help us translate it into other languages, we've had a gentleman do that for a Korean network that he runs, small businesses out in California. And we've put together different ads and different, different resources for him. All of that stuff is up for debate, right? But networking is us working this thing back and forth. And that's really what this whole thing is about, is really understanding what you guys do well, you understanding what Rock does well, and then how can you utilize this Rock platform to go out and do all the things that it can do for you. So we need to be able to have open communication. A lot of the same points you guys were giving me in terms of marriage advice earlier are the same piece of advice I give my team when it comes to partnerships. An open line of communication goes a long way. Being upfront and honest and transparent and giving your feedback genuine and right away is very important. So the back and forth in the relationship only exists if you guys are a part of that. So keep that in mind. We are real people. We are really going to be reaching out to you. So definitely keep that in mind. Highlight some quick products. The SBA loan and AR financing, those are kind of the top of our waterfall, right? So what I mean by that is SBA loans, typically 10 to 25, 30 year loans. The businesses are going to have to be very, very highly qualified, 3+ years, no losses on their tax returns. It's going to have to meet a ton of bank style requirements. And AR financing is similar. right? First things first, you have to have accounts receivable, right? If you are a retail shop, unfortunately, this product's not for you. If you are a restaurant, this product's not for you. But if you are a restaurant equipment supplier, you may be able to access a AR line or some factoring. Or if you are, you know, textile mill, right, supplying the retail shops, you know, you potentially could access a line of AR line or factoring program. So these products, guys, what you need to know about all of our products across the entire waterfall is there's different lenders that make up these buckets, right? So some lenders, they like restaurants. Some lenders, they like construction. Some lenders, they like, you know, they like the color blue. I have no idea. You know, some like the name Eagle, right? Whatever. You have to really understand that the reason that these buckets exist is because we're trying to cover as much basis as possible, right? So if somebody's eligible for an SBA loan, we want to have the different lenders that do all the different types of SBA. And then inside of those different types of SBA, what are the different scenarios that they're comfortable doing and how do they cover those things? Because we want to make sure that anybody who's eligible that comes through this platform has access to it. Same thing with AR financing and same thing with all the other products on the platform. Now, the great part about these unsecured products on this side here is they all have pretty similar requirements. Now, you may say to me, like, okay, what about, you know, my client is going to get them a line of credit versus a term loan? Well, it's going to be a few things. It's going to be affordability. It's going to be their industry. It's going to be their time in business. It's going to be how much money they make on a monthly basis. It's going to be how much money they make on an annual basis. It's going to be their FICO score. You're going to say to me, well, all of those things are listed as the same here. Yes, but it's the mixture that makes the most sense, right? Guys, we were talking about this earlier here, and Andrew thinks that I should film a video on it, but we were talking about the difference between the credit score and the credit quality. Right. You know, somebody can have a great credit score, but if they have one trade line that they paid on time one time, is that really great credit? Or is it somebody that, you know, they may just be utilizing a little bit more of their line actively, but they got 25 years worth of credit and they paid off five mortgages. Right. So there's difference between, you know, the risk factors that are associated with a specific opportunity, as well as what then the product is that makes the most sense based on those risk factors. So just like credit has a quality, those risk factors all put together are going to have a different outcome based on what each of the businesses are qualifying for. And then really quick, I want to highlight this new piece of technology. So right now you are looking at three screenshots of the same thing. And you may be saying, like, well, why would you do that? Well, because I can't show you the exact functionality here, but in terms of a business owner applying for financing right now, and then being able to access multiple offers from multiple lenders and be able to view that all in one interactive calculator doesn't exist. Well, it does. Now it does. Rock Financial has brought to you the first customer-facing or consumer-facing loan calculator specifically based on actual approvals that have been attained for a business, right? So when a business applies with Rock Financial, they may receive lenders approvals from 5, 6, 8 different lenders. Those different lenders, they're going to have different terms that they approve. They're going to have different dollar amounts based on the terms. And based on how long you're keeping the term, you're going to have different rates based on those terms. Well, each of these lenders, they all have different criteria for different industries. Well, how did we put that all together? I have absolutely no idea. Shout out to the tech team here who developed this awesome tool that blends all of those offers and gives the business owner the ability to pick a deal, right? So instead of going to a business owner and saying, hey, you're approved for $50,000 over 12 months. This is the rate. This is what it's going to cost you. And this is the payment. Does that work? Yes or no? Now it's, hey, you're approved for up to $150,000. How does it make sense? Is it over 16 months? Is it over 12 months? Is it over 6 months? Is it a situation where you can afford to have a little bit more on the rate because you want a smaller payment, so you're going to extend it out over a longer term? Is it a situation where, hey, you know, I got a ton of cash flow and, you know, I'd rather pay this thing off early and have access to money quicker, right? So all of these things that, you know, are going to come into play, but we don't even really need to know them anymore because your clients are going to be able to go in and play with the offers themselves. The other thing that we're working on currently is a view of this for you as the partners. So we have this, it's been nailed down. We've tested it. Business owners love it. We had a business owner select $62,805. Why? I have zero idea. And you can easily access this on the business owner end and be able to understand why this is important. But even as a partner, we want you guys to have the ability to go in and say, okay, on behalf of my client and what I know that they're trying to do with the money, how does this work? And again, you guys will have access to it. When they click choose this offer, it takes them to the next step. So based on whatever that lender's closing criteria is, it's going to request them to start the next steps so that they can instantly begin to close out that loan and ultimately receive the funding that they're looking for. Some success stories. I always like to point out a couple of success stories. And shout out to Tina. That video is coming at you soon. You'll see that on social media for sure. But I always like to throw a couple success stories at you. I like to show that it's not one industry. It's not one state. In fact, you know, the time in business, these just all happen to be about a year. But the use of funds is different. The amount of time it takes to get the funding is different. The commissions are different. The deal sizes are different. What we do, guys, is get them access to options. They can then go in and pick the option that works best for them and what they have going on in the business. So, you know, that gives you guys the ability to understand that Rock is going to be able to give them the ability to make the decision that's best for their business. And again, I talked about reviews earlier on in this. Don't take my word for it. Go in and take the word of our partners. Go in and do your research. Compare us to other companies you may be doing business with, or shoot, go look up Chase's reviews. You know, I know they don't maintain a 5-star rating like we do, but definitely, guys, like I said, utilize the fact that Rock maintains this stellar reputation, because when you are referring to a lender or utilizing a lender, your clients should know that lender or broker that you're working with has a good reputation and has helped people like them before. We certainly appreciate you guys joining and being partners with us. And if you're not a partner, definitely click the link that Andrew just dropped and become a partner now.